Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian and Tricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope everybody had a great weekend, and I'm here to get you ready for another week of baseball action heading into the 4th of July holiday. Let's recap some news and notes from Sunday. It was a busy news weekend, but Jake Crumpler obviously had you guys covered. Let's see what Sunday brought us. Gavin Williams of the Cleveland Guardians was activated from the IL on Sunday, while Tristan McKenzie was sent back to AAA. McKenzie's been bad. He needs surgery. He's just, I don't know what's going on there, so hopefully that gets fixed, but Williams coming back is nice. He's been out all season. He's had a lot of setbacks in his rehab, but he's back and ready to go. Williams made 6 rehab starts and allowed 9 earned runs over 17 innings with 24 strikeouts. He pitched 9 innings over his last 2 rehab starts, so he's pretty stretched out for the most part. In 16 starts with the Guardians last year, Williams had a 3.29 ERA with a 4.61 Sierra and a 23.5% strikeout rate. Williams is set to make a season debut on Wednesday versus the White Sox with a nice-looking two-step the following week. Joey Ortiz, the Milwaukee Brewers, was again out of Sunday's game with a lingering neck injury. The Brewers said it's precautionary and that Ortiz is day-to-day. Expect him back in the lineup in Colorado. Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies was activated from the IL on Sunday, and he was at DH, which was interesting to see. Elias Montero was DFA'd. Jacob Stallings and Hunter Goodman have been serving as the Rockies' catchers while Diaz is out, and Goodman gained catcher eligibility on Sunday while getting the start at the catching position. It will be interesting to see how Goodman's playing time will shake out with Diaz back in the Rockies lineup. Joey Bart of the Pittsburgh Pirates is activated from the IL, and Jason DeLay was sent back to AAA. Bart was hitting .267 with 4 home runs for the Pirates, and he could be a nice catcher too in deeper leagues if he regains his starting role. Gabriel Moreno of the Arizona Diamondbacks appears to be that he'll be activated early this week, potentially on Tuesday. And with Moreno coming back, Tucker Barnhart will be DFA'd. Juan Soto of the Yankees. This has been an interesting one over the weekend, kind of vague in the Yankees, which is what they do. He's been dealing with a wrist injury that basically the Yankees said he just needs to rest to get it better. He was originally out of Sunday's lineup, but then J.D. Davis was scratched and Soto ended up making the start. Soto went 1-for-3 with a run scored, an RBI and 2 walks. Apparently he's good to go. Let's just hope that extra rest that he's not going to get now was not as necessary as it first sounded. Matt Vierling of the Detroit Tigers was scratched from Sunday's game due to a foot injury that he sustained on Saturday night. Jake Rogers took his spot in the lineup and played DH. Brandon Drury was out of Sunday's game once again for the Angels due to an illness. That is 10 straight games now for Drury without going on the IL. He's technically still considered day-to-day. Corey Seager, the Texas Rangers, was out of Sunday's game with a hand injury that he sustained on Saturday's game after getting hit by a pitch. X-rays were negative, of course, and Seager is considered day-to-day, and the Rangers hope that he returns to the lineup Tuesday after Monday's day off. Mitch Garver of the Seattle Mariners left Sunday's game with a wrist injury after he was hit by a pitch. This is a theme this year, folks. Pretty crazy stuff. Garver's day-to-day, and the hope is that he'll return on Tuesday after their day off. Casey Mize of the Detroit Tigers left Sunday's start in the 6th inning with a leg injury. He grabbed his hamstring after running for a pop-up in foul territory. Mize thinks it's just a cramp, though, and he'll undergo further testing on Monday. Taylor Ward of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim left Sunday's game in the 9th inning after getting hit by a pitch in the head. That's always terrifying, especially for a guy like Taylor Ward in his past history with this. After the game, though, the Angels said Ward was fine and that he should be back in the lineup to start the week. Garrett Mitchell of the Milwaukee Brewers, it's finally happening, folks, will be activated from the IL before Monday's game in Colorado. Tyler Black will be sent back to AAA. Mitchell hit .314 with 4 home runs and 4 steals over 14 rehab games, and he brings a nice power and speed profile that will hopefully be put into the Brewers lineup immediately. Luke Raley of the Seattle Mariners was limping after the game. He was hit by a pitch on his left foot, but the Mariners expect him to be back in the lineup to start the week. All right, before we take a look at some highlights from Sunday and a look ahead to the 3-game slate on Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Wyatt Langford is alive, folks. Wyatt Langford 4 for 5 while he hit for the cycle on Sunday Night Baseball. Langford had 3 runs scored and 4 RBIs. In the month of June, Langford is healthy and looking great. He hit 309 with 12 extra base hits, including 3 home runs for Langford, his first 3 over the wall this season. He also added 11 runs scored, 22 RBIs, which is great from Langford, and 6 stolen bases. He's back on track for that hype, preseason hype, just a few months later than expected. Isak Paredes went 3 for 4 with a double, a triple, a homer, 2 runs scored, and an RBI, falling a single short of the cycle on Sunday. In the month of June, Paredes is hitting 237 with 3 home runs, 8 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. I like to think of that as the Isak Paredes way. Andrew Vaughn continues to dazzle. I've been pumped watching what he's been doing out there. On Sunday, Vaughn had another nice game, going 2 for 4 with a home run, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk. And in the month of June, Vaughn hit 337. Always had a pretty good batting average tool, not that good. But more importantly, Vaughn had 6 home runs in June with 17 runs scored and 20 RBIs. Outstanding stuff from Andrew Vaughn. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Taj Bradley dazzled. 5 2/3 shutout innings for Bradley. 3 hits, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts for Taj. He had 20 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 99 pitches. Over the last 5 games for Bradley, he has a 1.24 ERA, a 1.00 whip with 40 strikeouts and 29 innings pitched. Prior to those 5 starts, he had an ERA over 5. Luis Medina, I've talked about him on a lot of shows, written about him quite a bit. It's a roller coaster ride. The skills are very good. The consistency of said skills, not so much. But we saw the good from Luis Medina on Sunday versus the Diamondbacks. Medina, 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 walks, or 4 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts from Medina. He had 14 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 86 pitches. That is outstanding. Now, the fun part. Medina's made 6 starts for the A's now this season. 3 of the 6 starts, 1 earned run or less in all 3. There you go. The other 3 starts for Medina, 4 earned runs or more. That's what makes streaming Medina so much fun. Andrew Heaney, look at Andrew Heaney go against the Baltimore Orioles of all teams on Sunday Night Baseball. Heaney went 7 innings, allowing 2 earned runs, 5 hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts for Heaney. Heaney had 19 whiffs and a 38% CSW on 93 pitches. Absolutely outstanding stuff from Heaney. And he's been really good over his last 6 starts. Heaney's allowed 11 earned runs over 36 and a 2/3 innings pitched with 40 strikeouts. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Aroldis Chapman picked up his 3rd save of the year as the Pirates took down the Braves. Kenley Jansen saved 16 as the Red Sox avoided the sweep versus the Padres. Jeff Hoffman picked up his 6th save of the year for the Phillies as they took down the Marlins. Ryan Helsley is the first member of the 30-save club as Helsley picked up his 30th save as the Cards beat the Reds 2-0. Tyler Holton picked up his 2nd save of the year for the Tigers as they held on versus the Angels. And Johan Duran picked up his 12th save of the year as the Twins took down the Mariners. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek ahead to Monday on the diamond. No DFS, as there's only 3 games to discuss on this slate. So this is what I'm looking forward to, folks. You get Hunter Brown versus Yariel Rodriguez. Brown has been absolutely amazing. Yariel only go a couple innings, and it's a bullpen game for Toronto. So fun one to start off the week between. And it's Canada Day in Toronto. So happy Canada Day for all you Canadians out there. So a fun one between the Astros and the Jays. David Peterson taking on Mackenzie Gore, Mets, Nationals, 2 lefties. Peterson's figured out the strikeouts over the last couple starts, which has been great. Mackenzie Gore's been dynamite this year. A rocky start of late, though. That's been interesting. And worse off, the Mets destroy left-handed pitching. So I'm really curious to see how this one plays out in the nation's capital. And then we get a game in Coors to wrap up Monday. Bryce Wilson taking on Austin Gomber. Get your popcorn ready, folks, is all I can say on that one. That should be runs galore. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch podcast in the books. Before we head out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus. The weekend Fab Pitching podcast by Nick Pollock. Projections and so much more over there at PL Plus and PL Pro. So sign up, become a member, and have some fun. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the three games from Monday and get you ready for a full Tuesday. I know we only have three games on Monday, so it's a bummer, but that means Tuesday through Sunday, everybody plays every day. So full slate of action from Tuesday through Sunday. So good stuff there, and I'll be back to recap it all for you. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, July 1st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.